She's got these needs to feed, but I ain't sure that it's the best for me. She knows she good, she got a great disguise. She make me do whatever she likes. I ain't ever been an angel now, but she just crossed the line, taking me, taking me. She's been playing with my heart too long, should've never picked up the phone, taking me, taking me. Hey, I can't stand it that I want it, why I want it bad, bad. Hey, I can't stand it that I want it, why I want that bad, bad love. Ooh, 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 ooh. Why I want that bad, bad love. Ooh, 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 ooh. Why I want that bad, bad love. And when I park the car outside the house, I know I've gone too far, but I can't turn back. She's got the best of me, but I let it go because I can't compete. Like, I ain't ever been an angel now, but she just crossed the line, taking me, taking me. She's been playing with my heart too long, should've never picked up the phone, taking me, taking me. No, hey, I can't stand it that I want it, why I want it bad, bad. Hey, I can't stand it that I want it, why I want that bad, bad love. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Never been an angel now, but she just crossed the line, taking me, taking me. She's been playing with my heart too long, should've never picked up the phone, taking me, taking me.
Oh, you guys rocked it.
Woo.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
Goodness me, you walk in here all unassuming and now you're just... Goodness me. Just use that. Use these big fat mics, yeah, for this
bit. We love the SM7.
Yes, that's
right. It's the most underrated mic in the world.
No, it's a wonderful mic. Absolutely, yeah. It requires no phantom power, I think you'll find.
Which we love.
Cool. So the band's called Half the Animal. Chase Johnson's here. Hello.
Yeah,
Chase.
Hey, how are you?
Nice to see you. I've not seen you in a while. And
yeah.
This is your new project. We've got Nick on Banana Shaker.
Oh, man, that thing was fun.
Yeah,
that
that's was fun. Borrowed from the station. Banana and Dan shaker. Playing guitar. Awesome.
By the way, the best shaker ever.
Yeah,
and when you said you guys want to play the banana, we thought you meant a real banana.
No,
and
no,
I was
no,
like, how's that going to work?
Yeah.
No, no, no.
It's got a good frequency to it.
Nick knew immediately when I said I've got a banana. He's like, oh, really, dude? Because he knew.
Yeah,
if I'd said zucchini, he'd gone, okay, I'll give it a shot. But the banana is the thing.
You just know when you see it.
Yeah. It's a plastic banana with beans in it. But it's, you know, it sounds good. And you
it
sound
sounds
great.
Really good.
It sounds good.
And you are, you're sounding great, Chase.
Thank
you're
you.
Sounding really on it.
I have a problem in the morning, to be honest. I need to get over it. You know, it's like, you know, stop complaining, you get to do what you love. But I didn't complain. It's just, it's so hard to sing in the morning, man.
I know, but it's a bit, you know what, once you crack it a bit like you just did, it's just different. It's not the same as singing at 9 o'clock at night.
Which is cool to have different variations.
And anyway, it's acoustic vibe in here. It's not like you had to really, you know, like belt it out.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. It sounded great. Bad, Bad Love, that's the single, right?
That's the single, yeah.
Fun yeah. song.
And we hope you guys are going to be hearing it on this beautiful station.
I've got it here. Is it out already, sort of? People can get it?
Yeah. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, the whole nine yards.
Right.
Yeah.
Not half of them, but all of them.
Yeah. Well, the band's called Half the Animal.
Yeah.
Is there? I don't usually ask where the band's name came from, but I mean, I'm intrigued, frankly.
We can make it quick. I mean, I'll let Nick go second because we'll save the best for last because his idea of the take on the name is way cooler than mine. But for me, I always think like in the creative process and in the line of, you know, love and journey that we get to do, which is music, we need like our animal instincts, you know, we need our instincts. And I think playing off those instead of being too safe has like helped us a lot.
It'll also kill you, of course. You're aware of that.
I already passed the big 27, you know, Nirvana, you know, Janis Joplin.
You'll wind up in rehab.
Yeah. Crossing my fingers. No,
what's your take on it? Because if everybody got a different take on the name, that's great. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I have a lot of crazy friends, but I have one particular crazy friend in New York that, you know, he gets himself into various business deals and things all the time. And he called, and I called him and said, listen, man, if I'm ever half the animal that you are, I'll be a very successful guy.
Oh, see, his is better. His is better.
His is better, yeah.
I need to find some more impact for my story.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Just let him tell it. I think that's a great
It had a ring story. To it, so I called Chase. I was like, dude, what do you think?
You know what? Let's not leave Dan out. What do you think, Dan?
I don't know. I'm on the spot.
I just played G major.
Yeah, I just played G major, and that's it, man.
We got a Northern Beaches Sydney man right here.
Yeah.
Yes, playing the Knolls.
Yeah.
How'd you wind up over here?
Chase has this. Tell the story.
Chase has got a good story on this.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't prepared
him on the spot now.
Well, there was a stork, right, that brought him over from
Australia. It was really weird. So I kept hearing this knocking on the door and hearing this, like, you know, and there was, like, this pack of seagulls and a stork, and Dan was dressed up in this cute little like, you know, old-school diaper, a nappy. And I walked outside, and I was like, is this my baby? And all the seagulls started screaming, mine. But I took it from him.
Oh, he was delivered to you.
Yeah, he was delivered to us.
Delivered by stork.
From Australia, yeah. How long was that journey for you? A couple days? Or you don't remember? Yeah.
He was too milk wasted.
Yeah.
Were you in a band in Australia, and do they miss you?
No, I'm not missed at all. It's like, everyone's stoked I'm gone, I think.
Stoked? How long have you been here? Are you saying stoked now?
Too long.
Well, he's brought a lot of Australian lingo to us too. I mean, they got better lingo down there, I think.
Do you know? I think the Brits top us for sure.
For what?
For lingo.
For lingo. Well, I've been here 18 years, right? And I've just this year started to use the word awesome. Like I'm now thinking. Really? I think I'm ready.
Yeah.
I think I can say that now.
After 18 years, I think you earned that.
Right. Yeah. I'm saying awesome. My wife doesn't like it, but I'm saying
she wants you to stay true to your country.
Awesome. And why not say it? And the people in Britain, you know what the Brits are like? They're like, you've forgotten your roots. Where do you think you're from?
If you're from the UK, it's all right to say awesome. It's all right.
Do you know what I said to that? Whatever, dude. That's what I said. I'm done with it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never been to Australia. I would love to go.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I would really like to go. Do you know, the only thing I know about Australia is Australian foreplay.
Oh,
tell us.
Do tell.
Brace yourself, Sheila.
Oh.
I don't know that about it. That's silly.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So racist.
Can I use that?
Of course you can, yeah. Well, you'd ask me. I don't own it.
Yeah,
you better ask your man there.
Rip it.
Are there some gigs coming up? Are we going to do some shows and stuff for you guys?
We just hopped off tour, actually.
We just got off tour with Atlas Genius.
Oh, really? Wow, that was very cool.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yes, they are.
We've become very good friends with them.
Great. Did you travel on their bus or did you travel?
Yeah, we were in a Sprinter, but...
Yeah, we were in a
your
Sprinter.
Your own thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. With fellow Australians. But, you know, each band somehow on this tour had an Australian within the band.
Isn't that great?
So it was cool.
It was nice.
Well, there's some wicked music coming out of Australia right now. I don't know why.
I know.
I don't know why it's all sort of happened.
I know.
When all you had was Midnight Oil for all those years. When you could claim Crowded House, but actually they're noise.
Ever since Men at Work, it went kind of silent.
We still try to claim.
And even Men at Work, he's Scottish. Come on.
Oh,
Colin Hayes is Scotsman. And he lives in LA.
I know.
You can't claim him. And you can't claim Crowded House or Split Ends because they're New Zealanders, really. But no, there's been some brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry to say, but I'm the
Chet
biggest
Faker,
UK
fan. You know, Faker, huge fan of Chet Faker. Although he's changed his name now.
Has he?
Yeah, he's changed his name back to his name's Nick something.
Oh, that's a terrible name.
Which is really crap.
Who would have that name?
Chet Faker.
Dave Smith or something. Shut up, Dave Smith. But Chet Faker.
Keep talking, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you sound great, guys. And
thank you.
We will play the single. In fact, I'll play the single because you just sang it live. So
can we say one quick word?
Yeah, of course.
We just want to give our love to the Laban family and to Joe, who passed away yesterday. I know all of Laguna's mourning, but he's out of pain, and we love him, and he's always going to be remembered.
Well, absolutely. I have not mentioned it, and I appreciate you doing so.
Yeah. He's a good. The whole family's good friends of ours. So we love you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, I'd hate to end on that sort of sad note.
No, but it's a beautiful thing because he had a beautiful life, you know.
Yeah.
And then especially here in Laguna.
Nick and I growing up in Laguna was the most amazing thing in the world, and met our the best friends ever. So, it's the best place ever.
Well, if you're doing shows around here, please let us know because we would like to let your neighbors know that you're doing shows.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well. Right now we're recording a lot.
Right. But a band that's just come back off tour, that's a band worth seeing because you're tight and you know what you're doing.
We feel more seasoned for sure. It feels really nice.
And you clearly don't dislike each other, so it's worked out very well.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Hey, the band's name is Half the Animal. Can you be found on social networking?
Yeah, at Half the Animal on Instagram, at Half the Animal on Twitter, Facebook.com, / Half the Animal. We've made it easy for you.
Right. Well, I wish I was half the animal you are.
Oh, you are. You are the full animal. You're the full animal.
You're the full animal. We're the half. Sorted.
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 Sorted. All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.